because from outside they look at me. Am I good or bad? Me personally, you asking me? I'm fantastic. This is my judgment. And that should stop. Rumi repeatedly will say, don't think you are the best when you are walking in this path with the others. Count yourself down. Don't inflate yourself. Because the expectation and everything will go and go and go and go. Humbleness. This is what we need. What is humbleness? Being humble means you don't judge yourself very high. And you don't judge the others lower than yourself. This is what we do. The ego, the animal is doing it. Here, you will say, no, the opposite is fantastic. Because when the vizier is bad and the pharaoh is bad, it's a helpless cause. Yes?
I have not seen aught but misery in the vile. If thou hast seen, convey the salam from me. The king is as the spirit, and the vizier...
Hold on a second, what was that? He said, okay, then it's like this. I said, nobody is the same. There are the different levels, right? There are a group that we call them laim, means lower people. You see? From those people, I haven't seen anything but bad doings. Because that's the extreme the other way. Remember, an arrogant fellow cannot do something good. It always comes back. So he would say, from that bad doing in the bad doers, I haven't seen any good. If you saw it, say hello from me. Yeah.
The king is as the spirit, and the vizier is the intellect. The corrupt intellect brings the spirit into movement.
Okay, yes, it means a lot, even the rhyme. Because in Persian it goes, Hamchu jan bashad shau sahib cho aql fasid ruh ra arad be naql. Because naql means movement. And something else. Naql is when I quote from someone else. So I say something good, it's not mine, I'm quoting something. Both are here. So the conclusion is that the king is the life, and sahib means that vizier or whatever is the aql. And the rotten aql will make the spirit to move or to quote something nonsense. Yes?
When the angelical intellect becomes a harut, it became the teacher in magic to 200 devils. Do not take the particular intellect as thy vizier. Make the universal intellect thy vizier, O king.
Do not take particular individual intellect, means what? My bad English, I'm sorry. Means what?
I'm not sure.
Oh, and in Persian is something else. Do you remember we talked about the apple? Right? How many aql do we have? Two. One is this. The second one, do you remember those inner and inner and inner of me? When you start from common sense, then you go to imagination and illusion and my saying and zikr. Then what?
Aql.
So what is the difference? Whenever we want to explain it, we'll say, that one is general aql. This one is small aql, a part of the aql. That particular means a part of aql. Here, he will say what? He will say, if you will make the aql juzvi, means the little aql, if you make that your vizier, then aql kul means that one. The real inside of you will be nonsense. Remember these two, because here Rumi is using these words to say that, okay, everybody, when we say aql, intelligence, we refer to this. This is the small one. The real one is real, really deep down in me. Okay, which one should be my vizier? That deep one? Or this is stupid one? This is what this verse is about. Yes, read it again, please.
Do not take the particular intellect as thy vizier. Make the universal intellect thy vizier, O king.
Okay, here made it universal. It's total, kul, means total. The other one is a part of.
Partial.
Partial, yes. Partial and total will do.
Do not make sensuality thy vizier, else thy pure spirit will cease from prayer.
Again, sensuality is not the word. The word is the air, hava. And air in Persian language means if you love nonsense, you love the air. Because the air is empty like that. Here, because hava for us in Persian goes with havas. And havas is temptation. Here we say, don't make that temptation and that stuff your vizier. Because your prayer will be ruined. This is interesting. Because your namaz will be ruined when you do that. Yes?
For this sensuality is full of greed and sees the immediate present. The intellect takes thought for the day of judgment.
Okay, now here are replaced. Here is not the small one and the big one. Is this temptation, hava, and all that. See, look at these two. This one is full of temptations and looks at now. Your brain is looking at when? Right now. There is no plan for the future. The animal is not like that. I'm looking to the future. Why? Because when this dies in the future, I'm there. That's what the future is for us. Future for us is the next step. But this doesn't go here. It's there. Yes?
The two eyes of the intellect are on the ends of things. It endures the pain of the thorn for the sake of that rose, which does not fade and drop in autumn. Far from it be the wind of every nose that cannot smell.
What was all of that? This story is finished, right? He came back to the conclusion and he started 2 full pages talking about intellect. This one. To say that we have two. You should remember. You have 2 intelligence centers. One is in your brain, one is in your heart. And what is the difference? The one in your brain is a partial one. The one in your heart is the total one. You should understand all of this. And they both should be here. Look at the flower with the... This is how it works. He said there are 2 sides of the coin. But doesn't mean that both are the same. This is what it is. Let's read the other paragraph, which is still about this apple. Yes.
How the demon sat on the place of Solomon on his feet and imitated his actions, and concerning the manifest difference between the 2 Solomons, and how the demon called himself Solomon, son of David.
Okay, you all know the story. The Solomon will misplace the ring and the deer, which is opposite of human being. The devil, the upside down fellow, will have the ring and he would be like Solomon. But there is a difference over there, isn't it? This is what the subject is now. to explain Adl again. Yes.
Even if thou hast intellect, associate and consult with another intellect, O Father. With two intellects, thou wilt be delivered from many afflictions.
Ah, means what? Listen. I say the brain is good, lovely, okay? Intelligence is lovely. Good. But is it enough? Do you have enough? Even if you are intelligent, talk with an intelligent fellow, then what will happen? Your intelligence will improve, will increase. This is what it is. Remember, when we are talking about this, this will melt with the others to make a better one. Yes?
With two intellects, thou wilt be delivered from many afflictions. Thou wilt plant thy foot on the summit of the heavens. If the thief called himself Solomon and won the kingdom and made the empire subject, he had seen the form of Solomon's action. Within the form, the spirit of demonry was appearing. The people said, "This Solomon is without excellence. There are differences between Solomon and Solomon."
Ah, and what is the difference between Solomon and the Solomon? First of all, here they didn't say this Solomon is without excellence. The word is Safa. Do you remember Sufi? And Saf means pure. Safa is that purity, some good feeling that somebody will give to you. Here we say that good feeling cannot be given to the people by this leave, the opposite one. That's something that the people, they don't understand. They are looking at him and it looks like he's, but they feel it somehow that this is not the good God. Yes?
He is like wakefulness. This one is like sleep. As between that Hassan and this Hassan.
Here the sleep is Hassan, to rhyme it, to say that, okay, it's just like that, the people will learn and say, this is Solomon. That one was Solomon. There are two different Solomons. This one is not like that, like those two viziers. Means the name, the appearance, the all of this doesn't count. Yes?
The thief would reply, God has bestowed on Ahriman a pleasing form in the likeness of me. God hath given my aspect to the thief. Let him not cast you into his net. If he appear with the pretense, beware. Do not have regard to his form.
Okay, this is the saying of the thief. He's saying what? He's saying that. Oh, people, remember, God hath made someone who looks like me. And that son of a gun is no good. So remember that. He's talking about Solomon. Because what should he do? If you were that thief, you will come out and confess that I'm the wrong guy? No, of course not. This is what this thief does, this opposite one. Do you remember at the beginning of the book, what was the point? That your deeds are bad. When you bring excuses for those deeds, it's even worse. This is how it works. Here, the brain will do that. The thief has taken the place of Solomon and is calling Solomon the bad guy. Yes.
The thief was saying this to them from guile, but in good hearts, the reverse of this was apparent. There is no playing tricks with the discerning man, especially him whose discernment and intelligence speak of the unseen. No magic and no imposture and fraud will bind a veil upon the owners of empire.
Ah, one mistake of the devil here. What is the mistake of the devil? He doesn't understand that I'm not talking about the people who love me. I'm talking with the people who love Solomon. Okay, now I took his place, but their heart is there. These are not bad people. These are good people.